of its proximity to the lake. You know, a lakeside beach looking unit is what I would call it. Like I said, they'll be whole ownership. So I guess that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
And what's the proposed key count or unit count?
Total for the whole development?
Yeah,
up to 400 units if it's fully built out. So that obviously depends highly on demand. So if demand stays solid, then it would be up to 400 total units for the development. But we, like I said, it would be built out over several phases.
You said they're whole ownership?
Yes, sir.
All of them?
All of them. No timeshare. Yep. Now, the whole ownership, there would be, so the way it works a little bit is if Margaritaville approves it, you have to go within their system. So even though you own it, if you want to take advantage, you can either own it and just use it for your own secondary home or resort home. But if you wanted to rent it, you have to go through their rental program. There's no option. You can't use third-party operators outside of that system. So if that makes sense.
A little bit more on the well situation. You say a private well. Is there a well in place now?
No, sir. There's no well drilled.
Because that's going to take an extensive well to serve that
system. It will. It'll probably take a loop system for fire to get your... It has the necessary... The site actually lies really well. Believe it or not, for Taney County, it's... There's a portion of it that's what I call Taney County Flat. And so there is a hill on it, and that's where, at the top, is where we put our well. There where it's at, it's probably going to be over 1,000 feet deep. But, yeah, I'd say probably 12 to 1,300 feet deep. And
Are you going to go with the 6-inch lines at least on the main part of it all for fire protection?
We'll have to. Jim Ferguson... Yeah, it requires that.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I buy a Lake Ozark this week. They're putting one up there, aren't they?
Yeah, it was the...
It's off of the road.
Yeah, they had the old... it's an old hotel there.
Four Seasons, I think.
Yeah, that's it. They converted it. And so it needs some more updating on the interior, I think, but... But this would be obviously brand new, and so I'm familiar with that one. So.
Okay, do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for or against this application specifically? Nobody? All right. Well, you want to come back up in case there's another question? So. We've got do you want to go over a staff report at all before?
Well, it's in your guys' handout, so I just wanted you guys to think about land use, if you wanted to put a restriction on it. I don't know. Site development plan, if you wanted to. I mean, you could think through that. Building standards, pretty straightforward there. Infrastructure, you know, anything you guys can think of that. And then, like Carl said, Devin, anything on roads you might want to talk to them about.
We would have to meet with them, so you guys would think about it,
ask the questions.
They'd have to meet with them and make sure it meets all the criteria.
Yeah, it would seem like everything would be in place from the different entities to make sure it's done properly, right?
What about, like he mentioned, all the nightly rental rules had to go through that company? Wouldn't they still have to comply with Taney County?
Yes. And it is a permitted use in C2. So.
It would, Devin, it would contain, and full transparency, the development would contain nightly rental in it. The reason why I asked for C2 is because it actually will be even a slightly heavier use than that, because there will be the commercial side to it open to the public, so there will be even alcohol sales on it. And I don't want to give the picture that this is going to be party town, because that's not what it is. It will actually be family oriented. That's frankly what sells here is a family-oriented resort, but there will be commercial sales to the general public, and so you and I, even if we didn't own a cabin in there, are going to be allowed to go in there and eat at a restaurant, and that's why I needed the C2.
I can't help it. So nobody's going to get wasted away in the margarita thing.
I wouldn't say that. What I'd say is that a rowdy, extremely rowdy behavior is not going to be conducive to the sales model. So that's not really going to be something we push.
So ownership includes a deed?
It does.
That the owner would own and be able to sell on their own. They don't have to sell through the organization.
No, they do not. They can sell. They could list it with their own realtor and sell it on their own.
What would it be? They own everything on the inside, or they own lot?
They own the actual structure, the footprint of the structure, the way we'll do it. We probably will do it to where they own the footprint of the ground underneath it. So they'll own the fee simple real estate to the structure and the dirt just below the unit. But
they
not
the unit themselves. Can they put it in a nightly rental program with the corporate entity?
They have to. If they want to take
it. They can do it.
Yes. So if they don't want to do nightly rental, they're not required to. But if they want to be use the Margaritaville marketing and be part of the resort, they are required to be into their rental management deal. And so they will not be allowed to go outside of that. So I know, for example, I know there's a lot of rental companies in Branson, and they would not be allowed to go through those third parties. And this might answer Cody's and the commission, some of the commission's questions about nightly rental. That means one of the advantages to this is that means there's one property manager for the entire resort. So there's not going to be 400 different companies that the county has to figure out who's going to talk to in the event of a problem. There's one. And so,
yeah, it would be similar to the Hilton downtown, the condominium.
That's almost, the legal structure is exactly like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
To where only Hilton could rent out that inventory for individual owners. Okay, pretty straightforward plan. It's a big development, but, you know, if you had to, in my opinion, find a spot in Taney County to pop that big development down and not disrupt the neighborhood with good road structure, I'm just glad it's not on Bee Creek Road, because we'd have 150 people here if that was the case. So.
You and I'm not that foolish.
So with that, I think it's a pretty straightforward presentation. And again, our job here is to listen, ask questions, and then do an approval or denial. Do we have enough information where someone feels comfortable making a motion?
I would make a motion for the land use approval.
I'll
second it.
We got a motion and a second, and I have a detailed motion that I need to read. So is there any discussion before reading that?
These are all together. We're going to vote on them as one deal, right?
Yes.
You've got four pieces of property, but it's all listed under one.
Correct. And I'll list all four of them out. Motion to recommend approval of application RZ2025-003 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Table Rock RV Resorts LLC for the parcels located at TBD Trophy Run Road, Branson, Missouri, parcels 18-8.0-27-000-000-015.000, 18-5.0-22-000-000-008.000. Third one is 18-8.0-27-000-000-003.000. And the fourth and final is 18-6.0-23-000-000-008.000 to be rezoned from A1 and RV1 zoning district, C2 zoning district, in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Hope you didn't leave a zero out there.
There was an extra dot in here, or dash, I didn't read. So.
Thank you, sirs.
All right, appreciate it.
We don't want to blow this whole deal.
We need to figure out if I can skip that, if the county attorney is okay with that, just with the address.
Probably could be if it was recorded on the paper or on the sheet somewhere.
All right, now we are moving on to our second and final rezon. So.
Okay. Next case, case number RZ-2025-004, owners Angela Rodriguez, subject property 847 Airport Road, Branson, Missouri, Township 36, or excuse me, Section 36, Township 24, Range 22. This is the request. Angela is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel. I'll skip it so you can say it. Located at 847 Airport Road, Branson, Missouri. The existing property is zoned RR1, Single Family Rural Residential District. The zoning request is for NR1, Single Family Nightly District. So there's a lot of history on this, and it's in your guys' packet. I don't want to go through too much. I'll just kind of hit where it is right now. She came through in 2018 for a Division 3 special use permit. And she has presently got that special use for a single-family nightly rental on the property. So with that, let me kind of go through it. Once again, 2025-004-RZ, rezoned from, I did that wrong, it's not A1, it's RR1 to NR1. So the old high road, now 76, 248, take it up there. Take Watson Road right here, and you kind of curl around. It's Airport Road. Here's the property in question. A little closer. Got a lot of neighbors here on her sides and in front and back in this way. This is a property again right here. This is the present nightly rental. R1 zoning.
RR1, right?
Yes. This is her site map to show. So she's got one, and she's wanting to add four more. So she'd have a total of five units is her request. She could actually do it based on her density. So don't understand if you allow it, you'd have to, they would have to, commission would have to put a restriction on it. If they approve it. So this is, see this entrance right here? She's got two. She's got one way up here and one right here. This is standing at the first one looking to your south. This would be looking to your north. This is at the second entrance looking to the north and looking back to the south. So with that, I'll turn it over to you, to Howard.
All right. Good evening.
Hi. My name is Angela Rodriguez. I own the property here. It's 15.9 acres. And if you can see, you can't see my house at all from the road or from the neighbors. I live up on top of the mountain. And then when you go in by the trash cans, you're going to come way over here where I had started drawing the red line that's already on my property. And at one time, the old owner had sold off this house over here on approximately 5 acres. That's so I still own the land on both sides of their easement going back to their home. And it looked like he was going to probably sell off the rest of them. His mother owned the house that's next door to me. And if you go back. Okay. And so the houses are a little bit a ways away from me, and you can't see my property. Where I'm trying to build at, he had, where I drew the red lines. Can you go back to the red lines, please?
I'm a little confused. Where
okay.
Do you not live here in this home?
I only stay there when it's not rented.
Oh, you got another house?
Yes.
If you want to walk over there.
Sure. Yeah, that would be better. Okay.
So you can't see my house at all from here. So we